Unit 9. Conflicting Opinions. Nine A. Exercise 3. Page 72.
Overcoming anxiety abroad. More and more people are spending at least a few years studying or working abroad. Some remember these as the best years of their lives, while others end up having huge trouble settling in. How can you make a success of your move? We asked 4 experts and 1 expat for their advice. A. Danny Healy, expat.com director.
My website has a forum for expats in general, regardless of country, and the most common problem they report is alienation. It's not just about speaking the lingo, though this obviously plays a role. It's that feeling of being like a fish out of water. The streets are strange. The cost of things is different. Even the hand gestures people use can look odd. It's easy to throw yourself into your work or studies to escape that. But it's not the answer. And supposing you're there with family, what about them? My advice is to build up a social network fast. Joining an expat club is a good way to start because you'll be meeting like-minded people who can help you negotiate this unfamiliar landscape.
B. Mariana Jones, psychologist.
When you move somewhere new, everything is unfamiliar. And the brain doesn't like that. In addition to that, you're starting a new job, which is highly stressful. It's a toxic combination. In an anxious state, the brain is wired to react defensively. This is an automatic response, so you can't just wish it away. To counteract this, I counsel clients to find reassuring moments and places. This could be your favorite fast food outlet, a TV show you love, or, best of all, a video call with a close family member. Then, once you've fooled your brain into feeling all calm and cozy, take a walk round your new city. Do this every day for a few weeks, and you'll find that the brain has connected the new stimuli, the sights, smells, and sounds, with that peaceful feeling. The anxiety has resolved itself, and you are starting to cheer up all on your own.
C. Himari Sato, recruitment consultant.
The Japanese have a saying, dumplings rather than flowers. It means that substance is more important than beauty, that filling your belly comes before satisfying your aesthetic needs. You're there to do a job and to make a success of it. You're not on holiday. You need to ensure that your spouse and offspring, provided you have either or both, also have goals that they want to achieve and the material and emotional support they need to do so. Then get to work. Now, this is assuming your work placement will last for up to 2 years. Supposing you decide to make it a more long-term commitment, then assimilation will become your priority.
D. Jay Willis, family counsellor.
I'm only going to focus on the family side of the move abroad, but even that has 2 aspects for most people. The family you move with and the family you leave behind. In the case of the former, that will often be a life partner, perhaps children too, and you must prevent them ever thinking, if only we'd never come here. Make sure they engage with the place they are in, that they learn the language if necessary, that they explore both the city and the countryside, and experience the local culture. The family you leave behind will most likely be parents, siblings, and so forth. And of course, staying in close touch is the vital thing here. With technology, it's obviously far easier these days, but set aside time weekly for personal interaction.
E. Amelia Jackson, expat.
I moved to Singapore 4 years ago with my husband so he could take up a position he had been offered. I'd rather have stayed at home, to be honest, because I have elderly parents, but it meant a huge jump in our personal income. The language barrier was no problem, since English is the lingua franca here. But it's a definite culture shock, believe me. I didn't have to work, but I'm a nurse by profession, and I actually ended up getting a job at an assisted living facility, helping old age pensioners relieve the distress I felt about my folks. Plus, I arranged with a lovely couple there to home swap with my parents when they come for a visit in the spring.